Hey there, it's Tony here, and welcome to the Christmas Day edition of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Stay around, we're going to be talking Christmas parties. Hey there, it's Tony, and welcome to this very special Christmas Day episode of the Dumb Leaders Podcast. Now, we've seen a lot of dumb things done by leaders around Christmas. There's also been many times, I guess, where I've done many dumb things around Christmas, where you just do dumb things. You think leadership is about you, when ultimately it's about our teams. It's about the people that we serve. So many of the dumb things that we've seen from leaders constantly evolves around, you know, maybe taking some liberties at this time of year, making sure that the manager's the first one out the door, as opposed to making sure that your team leave first. So, you know, Simon Sinek wrote a book about that, Leaders Eat Last, for example, and it's an absolutely fantastic book, and it's an absolutely fantastic concept. So many of the dumb things that we've seen leaders do revolves around, you know, the taking of liberties at Christmas time and giving yourself some special privileges. But ultimately, that's dumb because that impacts your team going forward. So you can't be a great leader unless you've got a team behind you. So, and ultimately, the things that you need to be doing should be cultivating that team ethic, that team building, that bringing your team into a performance. But where we do want to spend our session today is talking about Christmas parties, because so many people nowadays, so many companies nowadays see Christmas parties as a liability, as a liability. And in many ways, that's sad. But when you go through and you start to track some of the things that managers have got up to at Christmas parties, you can probably understand why. So let's look at the case of a New Zealand manager from a large cleaning company. And this particular person, I won't mention names during this because, you know, at the end of the day it's not the name that we want to learn from. It's about the behaviours and it's about understanding what it is. So this person resigned from their position at an Auckland-based cleaning company after a two-week investigation into his behaviour. Now, this company had a large staff base, about over 3,000, and prided itself on family values. And this particular manager was in charge of 600 employees himself. Now, the allegations that he faced stemmed from a Christmas party. And at this Christmas party and allegations, he allegedly touched a female employee at the party inappropriately and afterwards sent her text messages heavy with sexual innuendos and making remarks about her physical features, including her smooth legs. Now, this particular manager, who married his partner just in November prior to this Christmas party, was also allegedly smoking cannabis with other employees and was heavily intoxicated. Now, that they're normally things that are going to get you into trouble as a manager. The shocked female employee went on sick leave after the incident and at the time of writing this particular report had not returned to work. So, you know, at the end of the day, there's some pretty dumb stuff handling there. There's not a lot of respect being shown to colleagues overall, let alone the female employee that he was absolutely inappropriate with. So, but here's another couple of things that that went on, you know, and you do a search on the internet for dumb stuff at Christmas parties and you certainly do get absolutely huge amounts. Now, one of the don'ts that you do is don't organise a naked spa session. So there was a manager of a health club in South Wales. They lost their job when, after the Christmas party, he led a group of revelers back to the gym to carry on the festivities. Now, deactivating the CCTV, the partygoers proceeded to strip off and enjoy a naked jacuzzi. As you do. It's Christmas, let's have a naked jacuzzi. Sadly, the manager hadn't known that the CCTV system had a backup power supply just for those occasions. So, busted, dude. busted. So that was pretty pretty cool. What about the American manager who paid two junior managers to prank his other colleagues and turn up to a Christmas party dressed as burglars? Now, unfortunately for him, this seemingly flawless plan went wrong after the two junior managers showed up drunk and carrying real shotguns, as you do, and they proceeded to threaten people with them. So ultimately a good time was not had by all. What about the account manager for a London publishing company that got, in his own words, very, very, very drunk, believing that someone had taken his mobile phone? He mistakenly took the advice of a colleague who suggested he take it out on the Christmas tree. Take it out on the Christmas tree. He did that, attacking the Christmas tree with his bag, smashing 30 baubles and earning himself a conviction for criminal damage. We wish you a very Merry Christmas, but not an alcoholic Christmas, said the magistrate. You lose your phone, you're getting pissed, you attack a Christmas tree. All the hallmarks for some really dumb leadership. What about the Australian policeman that lost his job in 2009 when his party trick failed to impress all his colleagues? So his party trick, during dinner at a Chinese restaurant, he attached a bottle opener to his piercing, his intimate piercing, and then used it to uncap some beers. Speaking later, the policeman said, "I kicked myself because something that was meant to be fun turned out to be a lot more serious than that." I really like the wording that they use there. He failed to impress all his colleagues. So there was obviously some that were impressed by the fact that he could open beers with his intimate piercing. That was pretty dumb. But the award for the worst ever Christmas party behaviour goes to Carlos Rodriguez Andino. In 2012, the then Honduran ambassador to Colombia delegated the organisation of the embassy's Christmas party to a friend. Now, things got wildly out of hand, with the embassy ransacked and looted, while diplomats cavorted with prostitutes. Someone even defecated in the ambassador's office. Mr. Rodriguez was recalled to Honduras shortly afterwards and resigned. Yeah, so if you've been to a Christmas party, I guess, and if all you've come away with is a hangover, congratulations, you've done well. But if you felt the need to apologise to some people, there's probably a bit of a lesson there. Hey, look, no matter where you are around the world today, or during this holiday, festive Christmas season, please take care of each other, take care of yourself, be safe. Have a good time. Connect with the ones that you love and hold them close. Christmas is really a time for being with family and friends, and taking some time to review the year that's been, reflect on your successes and maybe your not-so-successes. Have a bit of a refresh and revamp for the coming year, 2018, wherever you are in the world. I hope you have an amazing Christmas period, Christmas festive holiday, whatever it is that it means to you. Please have a wonderful time, and we'll look for you when we return in 2018. Merry Christmas from all at the Dumb Leaders Handbook.